The show, the one and only Henry Brown. He is award-winning singer-songwriter, music producer, film producer, and actor. I don't know how he does it, but he's back on the show to talk about his new album, HB Wild Live. Welcome back, Henry.
Well, thank you for having me back. It's nice to be back. Nice to still be here. Nice to be seen and not viewed. How about that?
Yes. And here we are in your studio.
Yes.
Yeah, so tell us, we see some memorabilia, highlights, can you...
Yeah, I'm in, this is, we're in Nashville, Tennessee now, and we're making music here, you know?
Yes, we are, so...
Maybe I lied, maybe I'm Vancouver, but it's okay.
Well, we have the drums behind us.
Yes.
And I understand that was your first instrument?
It was. Playing drums was my first, and I still love it. I don't play it much, you know, but I do love them. Every once in a while, when nobody's around, I come down here and beat them up a little bit.
And you also have how many guitars?
I got not many for what they think. I got six guitars, so five basses and one Stratocaster, you know, so Fenders, Ibanez, and one custom.
And do you have a favorite?
You know, it's funny.
I
have to tell you honestly, my favorite is the lightest one. Because I'm still trying to dance and sing and do my thing, so I need the one that I can. It's gonna give me the most stamina. So that beautiful blue purpley Ibanez, I rock that sucker hard.
Yes. Well, we've been honored to have you on the show twice.
Wow.
Can you tell our audience and viewers, are you self-taught? And
yes, I am. I'm self-taught by some of the greatest musicians in the world that I have get a chance to kind of play with and hang out with and be with all my life. I've been able to be close to musicians, so I learned a little bit from all of them, you know? That was my school.
Yes.
And I'm still learning.
You're still learning. You're
yes.
still going strong. And were you 6 years old that your mom would take you to the cave?
That's right. That's
and you
right.
saw?
I
how
saw
many?
All the acts. Anybody who was anybody coming up, I saw them all. So Ray Charles, Diana Ross, the Temptations, whoever was coming to the city of Vancouver to play at the Cave, I got a chance to see, which was great. The Fifth Dimensions, I loved them. And there were so many. I mean, it was just ongoing, and it was nothing. Every month there was somebody great coming to Vancouver. So I really got a chance to have a young live class at all times.
Yes. So was there a pivotal moment that's like, yes, I want to be a musician?
I knew at that time, at that age, that I knew what I was going to do in my life. I didn't have to think about it. I knew my whole life that I was going to do this.
Yes.
I'm in the entertainment business. So whether it's playing music or acting or whatever, it's to me, it's all encompassing. So I love them both equally, and I love doing both.
And you've been doing like 4 decades, right, in the entertainment industry.
Wow.
Is that true?
I don't feel that old. But I guess I am, aren't I? I love it. I think that it's crazy because I feel the best right now. So maybe there was some great stuff way back in the day, but today, this, you know, 2023, I feel the best, the strongest, and the most excited about the stuff that I'm doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a secret ingredient or recipe for keep going so strong?
I think that when you look at life, you look at, you know, I mean, there's all the, you know, animosities in life and all these kind of crazy things going on in the world. But what I really focus on is how do I continue to enjoy my journey to the fullest without getting involved in politics and all these other things. It has nothing to do with me. I just want to, you know, concentrate and focus on my journey, enjoy that, and the people around me, let them have some joy as well, and let's just keep on doing it until we can't do anymore.
Yes, and I want to say you have music in your genes because you're the cousin of Jimi Hendrix.
Yes.
So,
I mean, yeah, there's musicians and music all in my family. My mother was a beautiful jazz singer. I produced a great record with my mom and Wynton Marsalis before she passed away. My auntie was on the stamp last year, Eleanor Collins. You know, she was the first lady of jazz in Canada. So, yeah, I mean, you know, all of these influences, of course, have helped me to groom to who I am. You know, it's kind of great to have that. And I will try to honor them by staying strong and doing my very best to be great.
And do you have a book in you or a movie?
I don't know about the book. I mean, they've been asking me about it, but the movie, yes. I have an amazing movie project that I've been working on for the past 8 or 9 years, and I think that we are finally going to get a chance to bring it to production. And I'll just tell you to watch for the gig.
The gig.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much, but I just want to say that that's my next project that I'm going to put my heart and soul and my mind and my spirit and everything else I got into that.
Yeah, so stay tuned for the gig. Yeah, so Henry, how many albums? Is it your fourth album?
I think 4 or 5 records we've done. Yeah, I mean, this live one is great. I love it. It's kind of got a nice blend of songs that we did way back in, you know, that many decades ago, and then a lot of the new stuff that we're doing now, which is great. So it's kind of nice to have all those, you know, on one record. And all live. They were all, you know.
All live.
Yeah.
And was it
February 2022. That was at the February 5th, 2022 at the, what was it called? The Blue Frog Studios in White Rock. And those, you know, they got such an amazing machine going on down there. Like, you know, it's like they record it, they film it, you know, and it's great. Great people, wonderful gig. The crowds that come there are amazing. So, you know, I look forward to doing another one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell us about your new album.
It's just a nice collaboration of songs that we had, you know, that I had written way back in like 1986. We did
1986.
Yeah, called I'm Your Prisoner. We had a video that we did with that song way back when, and it was like, I think, the beginning of Much Music. So they had all MTV, Much Music had the music videos and everything. And then we had the new stuff that we did, like Meet Me in Mexico, The Ride Is Real, all the stuff that we released in the past year or so, which is, it's nice to have a nice, you know, collaboration of all of those. This Time, another one from back in the day, you know, so like from the 80s to 2000s, it's kind of great, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It sounded like Meet Me in Mexico.
Yeah, I love that one.
So were you in Mexico?
No, it was funny. That came to me because one of our daughters, she's living in Vegas, and she's doing really well, and she says, oh, you know, why don't you guys come and meet us in Mexico?
And then
and
just,
I was like, meet me in Mexico.
Yeah, and it just...
then you start writing, you know? Mm-hmm. Whatever, I mean, whatever strikes you, whatever gives you some... makes you smile and makes you go, I like that idea. That's what I go with.
And we're going to come back after this break, and we're going to talk more about Henry Brown's new album.
I'm ready now.
And we're back with award-winning singer, songwriter, Henry Brown. And welcome back, everyone. We have to talk about his new album, HB Wild Live. Welcome back, Henry.
Thank you.
So I love this. Can you tell us about the concept?
Well, this is instead of doing like the big LPs, which LPs are great and they're wonderful and amazing, and I will do some, but this concept we came up with a few years ago, and it's going to be great because it's got like, you got a cover. You know, people like to go back to like the old days of the albums when they had the liner notes, because everybody wants to know the liner notes. Who's on it? Who's playing? Who produced it? Who did this? You know, so you got this thing where you can go in and you can talk about the records coming up and coming. You can talk about the things. You can talk about the story of how we got started, what we were doing. You know, you got all the song titles, who's playing on it, who did what, you know, the things that we like to read when we're listening to the music. You know, your song's playing, you go, damn, who played the such and such on that? But I didn't know, you know. We love that kind of stuff, right? So I want to go back to this concept of this, you know. We do a bunch of photos, you know, our friends and family and pictures of you know, concerts and people and, you know. And then, of course, you have a sponsor page where you give some love to the people who you know, help you along the way. And then at the very end, you'll have like, you know, all the artists that are on the tour with us. Yeah. They all have a place to sign their names and everything like that. And then the CD or the, you know, QR code, whatever, however we'll do that, will be on the back so that you just scan it and it'll download to you, or you can get the actual CD itself. And yeah, it'll be a great little concept. I love it and I got to bring it back.
Yeah, so where were you distributed?
Well, I only did these when I was doing tours through Asia. So this is like the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Asia. So I would do these for the MGM Grand in Macau, the Grand Hyatt in Singapore. I would do these packages for them. And so I figured, well, that was a great thing. I didn't bring it to North America. So now I think it's time to bring it here.
Yes, yeah. And I forgot to say you're a world traveler too. You've traveled all over. But you know, tell us who's involved in a new album.
The new record is great because we did a live concert and I brought, you know, some people in on. So usually there's a core of us, the guitar player who's played with me. The first guy I ever hired in HB Concert back in the day was Corey Phillips. So he's still with me and, back with me. We've been kind of playing together on and off for the past 4 decades, you know. So he's playing guitar. Stan, who's played with us since the 80s, playing keyboards. We have a guy named Tony Ferraro playing drums. And the four of us have been doing all the gigs in the city, you know, since basically COVID. And then when I talked about doing this concert where we said we're going to do a live, all original concert in Blue Frog back in February last year, I brought in Vince Meyer, who played trumpet with us, flugelhorn. He's played with us on a bunch of tours in Asia. Trombone player Gordon Geraghty, who's produced a lot of records with me since the beginning. So he's playing trombone on that. And then I brought in two of the girls that we've toured with years ago and for years, Marie Huey and Marley Collins. And they're all doing amazingly now. And we brought them all in for that one concert because it was all original. And we did all our original tunes. And then I did one cover for that concert that I had to get clearance for. But, you know, it was a good one, you know.
Yeah. So is that your favorite guitar?
I just like it because it's purple and it's got the pink strings and it's nice and it's, you know, it's got the turquoise knobs, you know, and it's kind of cute. Yes. And sexy. I always like sexy guitars.
You know, I want to go back to your writing. Like, I know, do you have a favorite place to write, or where does it come from at night when you're sleeping? Oh, I come up with this idea from your daughter. Like, how?
Yeah, I mean, I think that all of it really depends on your state of mind. So when you're clear and free and you feel good, to me, let me take that back. Because some people, they write best when they are sad, depressed, and down in the dumps, right? Yes. I don't write, like, I can't write when I'm down in the dumps. I don't think I get depressed much and everything. But when I'm feeling good, I have so much energy that I have to do something with it. So I write songs.
Yes.
And I write a lot of them.
Well, I feel your energy and you're so passionate. You're still going strong. And I want to have these in hand right now. Can you tell us about...
This is the live one from the Blue Frog concert.
Yes.
This is the one that was released the year before. And it they both have some great songs on it. There's still some of them that we didn't do live that are on this on the original record, but you can get all of these on, you know, all the social medias, all the platforms, everything that there is. All my music is on there.
Yeah. So I'm talking about social media. How do you feel the landscape has changed for the musicians?
Well, I mean, you know, when we're talking about like four decades of me, you know, performing and making music and everything. Well, in the early days, it was I couldn't buy myself a record deal in Canada. And, you know, it was a shame because there was so much great music that we were doing and all these things were coming, but they weren't, they didn't feel that they could, you know, they could do it justice. I don't know. I don't want to give anybody any excuses or any, I'll talk about anybody who didn't do anything. So what I will say is that today it is amazing because I can write a song, produce it, finish it, and put it out to the world.
Yes.
The same day.
Yeah, it's
incredible.
You know what
incredible. I'm saying? So, that is the magic, and I don't have to wait and get clearance for somebody to say, well, I think it's okay. It's not too bad. It's pretty. Well, let's be, no. If I like it and I feel like I want to release and I want the world to hear it, here it comes. And that's what I really, really love. Yeah. Today is amazing in that aspect.
And you're also a role model, too. Do you help others along your career path?
I try my best. If somebody comes to me and they need some help and I can help, I will help. You know, that's just the idea. I mean, we always have to give back to those who are coming and upcoming and need a little leg up. So, I mean, everybody was there for me, so I have to be there for everyone else, you know?
Yes. Yeah. You know, your new album, like Dreaming and My Best Friend. I mean, can you tell us about the dream? Well, some of the songs I mentioned.
Yeah, those, like, I mean, those, they came like, you know, I mean, Dreaming is like. Well, that's so funky by itself.
And you don't have a
pick. It's a love song.
But I know you don't have a pick.
The pick is right here.
But speaking of picks,
you have yours in a jar. I got those picks too, yeah. I might have to play with one of these,
yes.
You know, just make sure. No, I think they're better just to give to people and because they have special, you know, special things on them, right?
Yes. So tell us what, to describe your music, how would you describe it?
That means I have to try to put it in the category, right? So I think that I want to put it under one category, and it is soul music. Mm. So whether it's rock, whether it's country, whether it's pop, whether it's jazz, whether it's, you know, whatever, it's just, it's got to have soul. And that's basically the music that I play and I love to do.
Yes.
If it's got soul, I want some.
Yes. And who are your fans? You have probably thousands of fans.
I mean, I think there's people who appreciate that. They yes. appreciate that energy, that soul, that idea that we're making music to be happy about. We're making music to be free. We're making music to be all the things that we feel, you know, everything is emotional. So, right, when we're making music, it's emotion. It's got all these things attached to it, and people get different feelings from different things. So, if I play a song for you, you might go, "Wow, that makes me happy." The other one might go, "Wow, that makes me dream." The other one might go, "Wow, that was a sad time, but I still like it." You know, so all these different emotions that come out of the music is what people attach to. That's where you get your fans.
Yes, and that's what you generally want people to take away from your music.
Exactly that.
Yes. You know, when you think about music, it's free, right? It makes you heal.
Right.
What is the feedback like from your music?
Well, that's the thing. People they feel the first thing they say is they feel my smile.
Yeah. So they come to you and say this.
So they feel my smile. They say I'm playing but I'm smiling. And I guess because I'm truly happy playing music. And I'm truly blessed that I'm able to do that still and enjoy it like I did when I first started.
Yes.
So that is, I think, what people attracts the people, you know, that they feel that. So I guess I'm doing a good job at allowing myself to be vulnerable enough to just let myself be as I am, and they appreciate that.
Yes. Well, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna come right back and talk more with Henry Brown. We're back with award-winning singer-songwriter. He's a music producer, record producer, and actor, Henry Brown, the one and only Henry Brown. And welcome back, Henry.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we were talking about the pick, and at the back of the pick as a QR code to find out more about you, your website.
It takes you to everything.
So yes.
My body of work is on that QR code. Everything I've done, all the concerts, all the tours, all, you know, like there's pictures, there's great catalog of music, all the produced stuff I've produced over the years, and my own stuff, and my mom, all kinds of different things are all on that QR code. I mean, that's the first one of its kind, I just want you to know.
I have.
Special love to Jimmy Dunlap from Dunlap in San Francisco there. They put those together for me, and it's amazing.
I'm going to treasure this. Thank you. Yes. So, you know, I want to talk about some career highlights.
Okay. Career highlights.
Because you traveled, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so blessed to be able to do all these, you know, different places. I mean, I get asked to do things like, okay, we want you to go and open the MGM Grand in Macau. So, you know, you'd be the first band to and, you know, I get the chance to do the openings of all these things, the Venetian, the Marina Bay Sands, the Four Seasons in Dubai, all these things that they allow us to come in and be the first, or the Rosewood in Beijing. Those are amazing. They're amazing highlights. I mean, some of the things I get the chance to do is we do the Hendrix tour. So we do, 2019, we did 48 cities in the U.S. So, I mean, it's like, but you're playing with, you know, Buddy Guy, Johnny Lang, Dweezil Zappa, you know, Eric Johnson, Zach Wilde, Joe Satriani, you know, Doug Penick. I mean, it's like the list is huge, and there's so many guys. I don't want to miss anybody, but there's so many. So make sure you go look at Experience Hendrix and find out who was all on those tours. But I mean, it's just such an amazing thing to see all of these guys who all are, you know, superstars in their own right, coming all to pay homage to Jimi Hendrix. So nobody plays anybody else's music but Jimmy's, and everybody's there with love and passion and true feeling of you know, how they admire Jimmy, all in that one show that people get to see. So when they get to see that concert, you're seeing 15 or 16 amazing artists all playing Jimmy, and it's really, really incredible.
Giving like goosebumps, right?
No, but it is that amazing. Yes. And I'm grateful and thankful and blessed that I get a chance to do that. So I get to MC the show, I sing some songs in the show, I might play some keyboards. I mean, I get a chance to do a lot of things to hopefully help to enhance that show, to make it an amazing thing.
Yeah.
An amazing experience.
Yes, and you know, right now, where can people come in and watch you?
The next gig is Friday, July the 21st. North Vancouver, the Shipyard Night Market.
Okay.
And we'll be there on the 21st. It's 7 to 10, and you want to get there because it's so amazing to see, to feel the sunshine in the daytime at 7 o'clock, and then by the time it gets, you know, 8:39, 10, when the sun's going down, the place just turns into like this amazing concert place. It's really incredible. So July 21st, Friday night market.
Yes.
Yes, North Vancouver.
Any other venues?
We're going to be, let me see, August the 8th we'll be at the Harmony Arts Festival in West Vancouver.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we'll be there August the 8th. I think the time is in the afternoon, I think. But I'll, if they go to the website, henrybrown.com, you can see all the dates, all the times, and where we'll be playing, and come and see us and have some love and make sure you come smiling.
Yes, because you are doing plenty. You're always smiling. So is there anything else you'd like to add, Henry?
Yes, I have to add something. Of course, I have to. My wife has a gluten-free, Marie's Guilt-Free Bakery. Will be at, starting Friday night, on Friday day, at the Folk Festival. Folk Festival at Jericho Beach, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Marie's Guilt-Free Bakery. I'll be flipping burgers and gluten-free vegan, of course. But I'll be flipping burgers and Jamaican patties, gluten-free vegan, and we'll be killing it. So, we'll be there for 3 days. So I have to always promote that, too.
Yes. So if people want more information, they can go to your website
or find you. Go to the website, they can find everything. They can find Marie's Guilt-Free Bakery at my website as well.
Henry, it was a pleasure having you on the show, and we love you to come back.
Yes, I would love to. When we finish the next record before the end of October, we'll talk again. Because it'll be all brand new material that we haven't done, so it's going to be kind of very exciting and fun.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Nice, you too. It's magic.
Do you believe in magic? I do.